And let me tell you, so today is a weirdly off day. So I not only forgot my glasses, which are being dropped off, but
can you see?
Yeah. Thankfully, everything's big in here, so I can pretty much make it out. I might have to do a little occasional squint. So 6059 is going to drop off my glasses on the way to work. And she goes,
good.
Did you remember your coffee? I'm like, yeah. Ironically, I remembered my coffee. Forgot to set the alarm last night. So fortunately for all of you.
Oh, you just didn't even set it.
No, that's the weirdest thing. I have such a pattern. I have 4 alarms set. I never go past the first one.
Wait, you don't have it automatically? Like, I know I don't have to set an alarm. It's just mine is, the way I have it is Monday through Friday. It is, yeah, here it is. Monday, it says alarm every weekday, and it's 3:50, 4:15, 4:30.
Oh my God, I do the same thing. 4:01, 4:15, 4:30.
Yes, just in case.
Yes.
So, but mine, I don't have to. Mine's always set.
You know, I'm going to go into the settings now that you mentioned and do that. I guess I never thought of it. Like, it's part of my pattern to go in and just slide the button over to turn it on every night. And for whatever reason, last night, it left me. Or I thought I did it. That's what it was. I thought I did it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, I'm down. So anyway, the good news is I did not bleed out from yesterday's show, where obviously I was gushing blood at an alarming rate.
It actually looks totally different, too. Like, it doesn't even look like it ever existed.
Aren't you the one that said the lips and the mouth heal the quickest?
Yes.
Pretty sure that was the quote from yesterday.
Yes, that is what I said.
By the way, thank you, 3386. They said, oh, yay. Scott showed up to work. Things are going so well. Yeah, I'm sorry. It was just a weird
day. Things were going so well.
They were magnificent. You sounded fabulous as always. But anyway, the good news is I didn't bleed out in the middle of the night and die and drain all the blood from my system. But I had Allie. This was amazing. Amidst all the surgery that was performed on me yesterday,
yep,
for this random cut on my lip that showed up out of nowhere. I rarely shave my lips. I like to have a good lip mustache, not even a mustache, just hair on my lips,
uh-huh,
right?
Yep.
So that's good and gross. And I'm sure
that's
it's a condition.
Preference.
I'm sure it's a condition. Yeah, that's right. So at any rate, I had surgery performed on me and everything. And then at one point, and this is up on the Scott and Allie socials, Allie had this wild hair, which worked. We taped a tampon to my face to absorb the gushing amounts of blood from my lip.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked. And that was great. But what happened?
I did not think that was going to work.
That was remarkable.
I don't know why I did it on the fly. Oh, it's because somebody suggested Kotex. And I said, well, we have a tampon instead.
And you like torturing me. Let's be real.
Yes.
And Terry calls me last night. He goes, hey, I just wanted to find out, did you stop bleeding yet? And I'm like, yes, Terry, I stopped bleeding.
That's so sweet.
He's laughing hysterically with the tampon and all that. But something happened yesterday during the show. And it's rare that I impress Allie anymore. I mean, you got to remember, it's been a lot of years.
That's true.
Really, I don't think I ever impressed her. But here nor there, a job's a job, right?
Right.
So yesterday, now, we work around a lot of controls. I have a computer here, a computer here, a computer back there. I have all
one,
these.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah. 5 in front of Scott.
And all these controls and things that, you know, so like if I pull this down, then I'm way over here. So
right
now it's back. So normally it's a two-handed job. I ran this thing flawlessly yesterday with one hand. This right hand right here did it all.
It's a skill. Wait, I got this guy. Listen to this. So this guy says that his skill is he can lift a quarter with a forklift. Tiny flat quarter.
That's impressive.
Yes. We'll tell you, oh, you're pretty good at a forklift. And that's when I turn around and tell them, you know, if you have a coin, I can pick it up with the forklift. By sitting right here, I will not move, will not get off the lift. I will pick it up with the forks.
And you want to know what? He says he bets people every single day things like, oh, if I want a Diet Coke, I'll bet him a Diet Coke.
Oh, my gosh. And he does it.
Yes. What a skill.
That is impressive. I mean, it's not something you use everywhere. You're not going to run a forklift in our building, although it's a cool skill. I'm not going to run radio controls
one-handed
in his forklift building.
No, but the fact that like Scott can run a board one-handed, this guy can pick up a quarter with a forklift. I don't really know what my skill is, to be honest with you. I'm still trying to figure it out.
All right, we'll work on that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Do you guys have a special skill? It's one of those like weird things like, oh, I can count all of the data on this page in 30 seconds.
And it's not something that you have to sit there and be like, oh, I can impress. You're not on a job interview here. No. You're not telling everybody, oh, wait, do you see what I can do? It's just one of these things that you, here's a great one. If you work in the doctor's office, can you do a blood draw one-handed?
Oh, I was even thinking, can you get the vein the first time? Because they can never get the vein the first time.
I don't know if that ever happens. All right, 71231, keyword says, your weird special skill at work. Is it going to change your life? No, but you can do it.